And we want to look in Luke chapter 22, Luke chapter 22. And we want to begin reading with verse 54. Luke 22, beginning with verse 54. And we've titled this message, The Eyes of Truth, The Eyes of Truth. And while you're turning there, let me thank you again for being here, as well as those that are listening online. We appreciate those. We get word every once in a while. I got one yesterday that an individual said that they watch every service online. So we appreciate that ministry and what efforts that go out to getting the word out. And the good thing about having an online service is that it records it, so you can, if you miss something, you can go back and revisit it, and maybe something that you missed. And so we appreciate the ministry there. I'd like to begin reading with verse 54 of Luke 22. Now, this is a very sobering passage of scripture if you consider what is taking place. Jesus had been taken captive, and we know what was to come. Jesus was going to soon die on the cross. They was going to crucify him. But there was some things that was taking place as Jesus was being taken. And so our focus this morning is on Peter. But not only Peter, it was on Jesus as he looked at Peter. So let's read as we get into this passage in verse 54, chapter 22, verse 54. The Bible says, Then took they him, meaning Jesus, and led him and brought him into the high priest's house, and Peter followed afar off. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were set down together, Peter sat down among them. And a certain maid beheld him as he sat by the fire and earnestly looked upon him and said, This man also with him, was with him. And he, of course, this was Peter, and he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. And after a little while, another saw him and said, Thou art also of them. And Peter said, Man, I am not. And about the space of 1 hour after another, comfortably affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day and how you've blessed us and just given us the strength to be here is a blessing. And we know that there are individuals even now that are struggling. They're struggling in a lot of different ways. There's some that are worried. There's some that are burdened. There's some that are struggling with making the right decisions in their life. And there's some that's just not sure how to turn or what to turn to. And Father, there may even be someone either here or that will be listening that doesn't know Christ as our personal Savior. Lord, you know far better what we need this morning. So Lord, I put this service into your hands, and we first want to honor you. And then second, we want you to do a work in every heart. So Father, we ask your blessings. We ask that you help me this morning as you've laid this upon our hearts. And Lord, do a work that you know what needs to be done, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The eyes of truth. There must have been a moment in, this must have been a moment in time in Peter's life that it seemed like time stood still. when Christ looked at Peter after Peter denied him, not only once but three times, in that moment that the Lord, the Bible says in verse 61, the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and how that Peter remembered what Jesus had said to him. This must have been a very emotional moment. I'm sure Peter played this back in his mind, not only once, but time and time again. He must have thought at that moment, what have I done? Why would he turn on Jesus? I'm sure that it was a very sobering moment as Jesus looked upon Peter. With all the crowds, with all the excitement, with all the spectators, with all these things that was going on, Jesus put his eyes upon Peter. And he zoomed in on him. And I thought it was kind of amazing how that, I'm sure the crowds were probably very thick. And as I think about that passage, I think it's amazing that there was a opportunity to where Peter was close enough, although he followed afar off, and although he was around this fire, and although time had passed, there was a moment in time that Christ was able to, nothing else was in the way, but he was able to put his eyes on Peter, and Peter put his eyes on Christ. You know, the eyes can tell a lot about people. They can tell if a person is happy. They can tell if a person is disappointed. They can tell if someone is excited. They can tell if someone is in pain, tired, sick, and full of pollen. I see some of your eyes this morning. That's why I have water up here. But the eyes can do a lot. Growing up, one of the first things that the doctor would say to me growing up, he would take me and he would say, look at me. And he would be looking into my eyes. And if a parent was raising their children and a parent wants to get a message across, they would say, look at me, I'm talking to you. And there were times that we didn't want to look at them. There were times that we would look away and they would stop, and sometimes they would grab a hold of your face and turn you to them where you can zero in on those eyes to see if we understood what they were getting across. And then there was times also that a mother or a father, mostly my mother, would look at those eyes and she wouldn't even have to talk. She would be saying, wait till I get you home. Y'all know those looks. Amen. And you understand it. And the eyes can do a lot of talking. And then when a couple falls in love, you can see love through the eyes of those individuals. And I think it's interesting that Luke is the only one of the Gospels that actually zero in on that look. None of the other Gospels actually, they record this account. And they record what was taking place, but Luke is the only one that actually zeroes in on the fact that Christ looked at Peter and Peter looked at Christ and Peter remembered what had happened. And I believe that one of the reasons that Luke was able to record that for us is the simple fact that he was a physician. And a physician understands that body language talks. And being a physician as he was. And it was very interesting of that. But this morning I would like us to consider the look that was between Jesus and Peter. I would like us to consider several things about this look that I hope that will help us this morning and even evaluate where we are in our own life. And that's why we call this message the Eyes of Truth. Many would say that this look must have been a look of disappointment. And I've read different individuals as the study was taking place and how that Jesus must have been disappointed in what was taking place. But could this have been a much deeper look? Could this have been a much deeper thing that was taking place other than the look of disappointment? You see, just before this had taken place and just before this event and this was recorded, Peter had told Jesus in verse 33 that I'm ready to go with you. I'm ready to go. Whether you go into prison or whether you get put to death, I am ready to go. And that's what he said. And Jesus' response was that the cock would crow or wouldn't crow until he was denied three times. After that response that had taken place, I wonder what was on Peter's mind. I wonder what was on Peter's mind after he had just said, I'll go with you. I'll go to prison with you. I'll go to death with you. I will go with you. And let me say, that is the right answer. That is, you know, it's one thing to say the right answer, but it's another thing to know the right answer in your heart, and will you mean what you say? Jesus knows us far better than we know ourselves. And He knows what our heart feels. He knows why we do what we do. He knows why we say what we say. And He knows also whether we mean what we say or not. And that's how closely He knows us. But you see, Jesus spoke the truth to Peter that day, and Peter wouldn't realize it until the cock crowed. Jesus spoke the truth, and there was no more discussion between those two. There was no more discussion from the moment that He said that the cock would crow three times, and you would deny Me before that. There was no more discussion between those two about that event or about what was getting ready to take place. And we call this the eyes of truth, because I believe that when Peter looked into the eyes of Jesus and Jesus looked into the eyes of Peter after that event had taken place, I believe that Peter knew that this is Jesus. The truth. The truth. You know, it's more than knowing the name Jesus. It's more than having read a little bit about Jesus. It's more than growing up with hearing the name of Jesus. It's knowing Jesus. And it's knowing Him in a personal way. You know, truth has a way of changing lives. Truth has a way of changing lives if people will understand. For instance, when I was growing up, one of the things that Mother would keep me out of the kitchen. And the reason that she, not because I was annoying, even though sometimes I was, but she was trying to keep me safe. And she would say, when I was getting close to the stove, she would say, "Don't touch that, it's hot." Well, I didn't understand what hot was. And even though she was trying to keep me safe, there was going to be a time that I needed to understand what hot meant. And when a child touches something hot, then that child is going to get burned. And when that child gets burned, that will be the one of the last times that they touch that stove. Now, you don't want anyone to get hurt. You don't want, a child to get hurt. You don't want that. But sometimes just saying it doesn't mean they don't have a true meaning of it. And it isn't until that experience of touching that hot item that you understand what hot means. There's other times that people feel like that they have their whole life in control. And they feel like everything is going just right. And they say the words, I've got everything under control, or I'm going to live my life and I'm going to do what I want to do. And you try to help them. You try to direct them. You try to encourage them. But it isn't until they understand and they get hurt that they say, you know what? I don't have everything under control. They have to learn. They have to learn. And when they learn and apply that they've learned, then it becomes truth, and the truth becomes experience. You see, Peter had the right answers when he said, I'll go with you to death, I'll go with you to prison. Peter had the right answers, but it wasn't until he failed in the test, and it wasn't until Jesus looked at him that he had that realization that Jesus is truth. The eyes of truth. And so there's 3 points here that I would like to make mention as Peter denied him, as we're thinking about the eyes of truth. First, Peter denied knowing Christ. In verse 57, the Bible says, and he denied him, saying, woman, I know not, or I know him not. He denied knowing him. He denied knowing him. How could Peter deny knowing him? How could he deny that? Well, I want us to go back just a short period of time in the book of Matthew, and I'll read this to you. It's just a couple of verses, but I'll read to you Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And the Bible says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw 2 brethren, Simon and Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. So how could Peter deny the fact that he was a follower of Jesus? Because the Bible plainly says that Peter left what he had, left the nets, and he followed Jesus. But yet he still said to this woman, I know him not. How could he not know him? It must have seemed in Peter's life when he had the first denial, it must have seemed like that his world was beginning to close in on him. Because this was the first denial that Peter would give. Has there ever been some times in your life, in my life, that you do something that maybe you shouldn't have done it that way, or maybe you made a mistake and then all of a sudden things start closing in on you? Was Jesus right by saying that Peter would deny him? That was that thought in Peter's mind? Was Jesus right that am I going to deny him? Because the Bible clearly says that Peter left his nets and began to follow him, and yet Peter said, I know him not. I know him not. Number 2, Peter denied being one of his followers in verse 58. The Bible says, and after a little while, another saw him and said, thou art also of them. And Peter said, man, I am not. As I said, Peter was a follower. The Bible clearly says that he was a follower. He did follow Jesus. He did follow him. I'll read verse 20 again in Matthew chapter 4. And it says, and straightway they left their nets and followed him. He was a follower. He had left and followed Jesus. How could he deny him? How could Peter do that? How could that moment? Number 2. How could a person that had been with Jesus and followed him now deny him as a follower? And he saw the miracles of Jesus and saw how Jesus did so many things. How could in that moment, in that time, someone deny him? Number 3, Peter denied knowing what this man was talking about. We go on and read. Verse 59, in about the space of an hour, another one came and said, notice, of a truth, this fellow also was with him, for he was a Galilean. In other words, this man says, it's true that he is a follower of Jesus. It's true that he was one that had followed Christ. And notice Peter's response in verse 16. Man, I know not what thou sayest. I don't know what you're talking about. He was denying the truth. He was denying. He denied knowing Christ. And I believe it was at that point in his life that Peter's life changed. When he understood truth was when his life changed. The problem with individuals today and in this world, and when you're talking to someone about Christ, is they don't understand truth. There's so many artificial things out there. There's so many falsehoods out there. There's so many mixed messages out there that they don't know what truth is. But I say this morning that truth is Jesus Christ. Amen. Truth is Jesus. And I believe that it was that point that Peter's life changed because he truly understood truth. He understood truth. You see, he said the words, I'll go with you to prison, I'll go with you to death, and Christ says, no, you won't. Because you're going to deny me three times. And each three times was a different denial of Christ. And as he saw Jesus, it was the look of truth. The Bible says that the cock crew, when he denied truth, he denied knowing Jesus. But when he saw Jesus and when the cock crew, he understood truth. He knew what he had done. He knew Jesus was right. And he knew he wasn't in control himself. And it isn't until then that lives can become changed. It isn't until then that lives can become changed when we realize that Jesus is truth. When we realize that Jesus is right, and when we realize that we're not in control, that's when things change. And that's when it changed for Peter. Was it a look of disappointment? I believe that it was a look of truth. Truth. You see, Peter knew what he had done. Peter knew what he had said. And Peter knew what his actions was. But it wasn't until he looked into the eyes of Jesus that he truly saw and his life changed. It wasn't until he looked in the eyes of Jesus. Just like I said before, grown-up doctors would want to see your eyes. Parents would want you to look at them. When a couple is in love, you just see it when they look at the other individuals, their eyes light up. You see, the eyes tell a lot. But when Peter looked at Jesus, and the Bible says, and the Lord turned and looked upon Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord. Peter remembered. Because Jesus is truth. The Bible says that he went out and wept bitterly. Do you realize that when we really realize where we are in life and when we really realize that where our position is and where Christ is, do you realize that will cause us to weep? Weep. So many won't look into the eyes of Jesus. So many won't look into the eyes of truth. They'll look down. They'll look around. They'll look from side to side. But they will not look that truth. Have you ever been talking to somebody that you know, and you have a really serious conversation, and you're questioning something, and that person will not look at you, and you know that you're right in that, and they won't look at you? You see, that's what the world's doing. The world's not looking at Christ. They know the name. They know that things about Him. But they don't know Him in a personal way. You see, Peter knew. When he looked at Christ, he knew. He knew what he had done wrong. He knew the first time that he denied Him that it was wrong. You know, that's what sin does. You know, sin, you know, when it comes to sin, most people know when they do wrong. They know. And then they continue. And then they continue. And then they become maybe I should say it this way. They're not conscious to sin anymore. I can do it one time, let's do it again. But when we look into the eyes of truth, that's when things change. And he looked into the eyes of Jesus. There's a lot of bitterness in hearts today. There's a lot of bitterness in a lot of ways. And it seems like they never find relief. They never find anything that will help. And it seems like they go deeper and deeper and deeper. Did Peter look into the eyes of disappointment? I believe he looked into the eyes of truth. But what else did he see? And I believe that when Jesus looked at him, it was a look of love. It was a look of love. You know, we joke about the mother's look. And I joked a little while ago about wait till I get you home, and we all experienced that. But you know, there was other times that my mother would look at me and I saw a look of love when I made a mistake, or when I did wrong, or when I did something that I shouldn't, or I disappointed her. Did you know I saw a look of love? And it wasn't the type of wait till I get you home. It was the type of I love you. No matter what you did, I love you. I believe that's the look that Peter saw. Because Jesus was going to the cross for a purpose. And that was to save man. He also saw a look of forgiveness. As Peter went out and wept bitterly, it wasn't until the resurrection in Christ, after Christ died on the cross and he was put in that borrowed tomb, and then he rose on the third day, there was a passage in the scripture that says, "Send for my disciples and Peter." You see, if Jesus was holding a grudge because of what he did, I don't believe he would have ever asked for to see Peter. But you see, Christ isn't going to do that. Because he saw the eyes of truth. So he saw the look of love. He saw the look of forgiveness. He also saw a look of hope. And that's what people need to see today. They need to see the look of hope in Jesus Christ. Because the world's not, you look at the world and there's not a whole lot of hope. There's not a whole lot of hope. But this is what he had to do when he saw the truth. He had to see the truth of himself. Peter had to see the truth of himself, that I had good intentions. I said the right words. I tried to do the right thing, but I failed. He had to see the truth about himself, but then he saw the truth of Jesus, what Jesus' real person was, real reason that he came, as he was down on the cross for our sins. He went out and wept bitterly because he knew where he was in his life. He knew where he was in his life. When Jesus went to the cross, when he went to the cross, it was for you and it was for me. And it was for all mankind. And yes, he went to the cross for Peter too. He went to the cross for Peter too. The look of love, the look of forgiveness, the look of hope. He saw the look of truth. Peter had to realize the truth about himself, and he also had to see the truth in Jesus. All from that look. I don't know what it is that people are struggling with this morning. I don't know what people are having their issues, and we all have issues. There may be some that is holding something deep down. Someone has hurt you, or someone has did wrong, and you just have a type of heart of bitterness. You don't want to be that way. You don't want to carry that. You try to cover it up, and then something, it comes right back out. Carrying that load, and you get very tired, and it's a very heavy weight. Let me ask you this morning to look in the eyes of truth and realize that Jesus loves you, and He'll help you with that. He'll help you with that. But you have to realize yourself what you need. Just like Peter had to realize, you know what? I can't do this alone. I can't do this alone. Peter realized when he looked at Christ that he had good intentions. I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But he failed. And we'll fail if we try to handle this bitterness or whatever it is alone. There may be someone here that is dealing with the lack of forgiveness. Maybe you're having a hard time forgiving someone or something that has happened in your life. Maybe it was an event that you're just having a hard time forgiving, whatever it is. You know, He already knows. He knew Peter. He knew what was going on in Peter's life. He knew Peter's intentions. He knew everything it was. And he took time as he was going to the cross and as they were leading him, he took time to look at Peter. Not to say, I told you so. But he took time to look at Peter to say, I love you. I care for you. I understand. That's the reason I'm going to the cross. Because you can't do it yourself. And there's people that's struggling with forgiveness. There's maybe someone here that is going through the motion of life. The motions, they know the word Jesus, they know the name Jesus, but they don't know Him in a personal way. Are you tired of going through the motions of just simply life? And there's many, many other things that we can be dealing with this morning. But let me challenge all of us this morning to look in the eyes of truth and realize that no matter what it is that we're going through, we cannot go through it alone. We need Christ. We need Christ in our life. And if we're trying to handle things our own, or if we're trying to just kind of sweep them under the rug, hoping they'll go away, they will not go away. They will not. They will not go away. But the only hope that we have is the eyes of truth. And allow us this morning, or allow yourselves this morning, to look into the eyes of truth and vision Jesus looking at you this morning. And do you want to do something? Do you want to get these burdens or whatever it is in these lives? Do you want to get them and serve Jesus? Peter's life changed. And the Lord used him in a great way. And we know that Peter went out and wept bitterly. We understand that. And I think Peter was just letting everything go. Everything that Peter had in his life, he was letting it go. But when Jesus came back and he rose from the grave, Peter was a mighty warrior for Jesus Christ. Peter's life changed because he understood where he was and he understood where Jesus was. And that's the eyes of truth. And he can help you this morning no matter what it is. Only you and him know what it is, but he can help you this morning. And I say this morning that he loves you. He loves you. And as we have our time of invitation this morning. I challenge you to look and see and look into the eyes of truth and come and talk to Jesus. Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for that look that you gave Peter. And Lord, if we're truthful with ourselves, you also gave us that look. And you're giving us that look even this morning. Lord, you know what's on hearts this morning. Father, I pray that you'll do a work in each heart. And that our desire will be as Peter, that we draw closer to you. And that we can do a mighty work for you. And that we'll have a tremendous testimony because of you. Lord, if you've spoken to hearts this morning, help us to be willing to come. Help us to be willing. Peter went out and wept bitterly, letting everything go. Help us to let everything go this morning. Help us. And now, Lord, we are in the moment of truth. Will we be willing to come forward? We ask your blessings on this invitation, for it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. What number?